enjoy a good squeeze.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm August.
And I'm Margo. Usually, we do this the reverse way.
But today, we are a good squeeze.
Yes, we are. We're still a good squeeze.
The show where we dive into the world of 007 and we squeeze a little bit of that James Bond into our everyday lives.
That's right. And we did it a very special way this time around. August, why don't you tell our wee listeners?
Okay. Listen up, wee lads. I guess that's what you're going for?
No, wee listeners. They're our listeners. Okay. But they're we.
Like we, the people.
The royal we. So us. Sorry. Go ahead.
Outside of, you know, doing James Bond stuff, I mean, we have other hobbies, interests, and such, but something that Margo and I do is we host an art gallery in our driveway.
We've mentioned this prior.
Or have we?
I don't know. Maybe. No, we did. We did. Definitely did. So this is an annual thing that we do. And just to give you, well, first off, it's called, August, what is it called? Okay.
Do you not know this answer?
No, I just want to give you the mic. Because you always say interrupt. I'm just trying to give you. Fine. It's called the Goats Gallery. Yeah. You missed your chance.
She interrupted
and now it's
herself.
Still my turn to talk. So here we are. I try to do one nice thing. So it's called the Goats Gallery. The way that this came about is, as all of you know, I am a graphic designer. I'm a fancy graphic designer. And for that to happen, I had to go to art school where I met tons and tons of artistic people. And I got the opportunity to go to tons and tons of art events, one of which being Art All Night. There's been a bunch of galleries, portfolio showcases, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the thing is I don't like going to these things with anyone other than my husband. So I would drag him along, which got him inspired to be kind of tap back into his creative roots. So August has you're an artist. You are. You've always been an artist. You were an art kid in high school. You've done multimedia.
I was an art kid in college. I was an art kid after college.
So. Yeah. I mean, you did theater in high school. You went to college for movie production. Mm-hmm. You're still actively doing theater now. You've always been an excellent artist. You're great at drawing. You're great at making movies. You're great at photography. You're great at performance art. You can sing, you can dance, you're the whole package. So all this to say,
is that a quintuplet threat?
And you're just so handsome and beautiful. Sure. And I just want humming, 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 humming.
I'll put a pin in all that. Basically what Margo's saying is there's this art scene in Pittsburgh.
Margo's trying to say.
It's not great, no. You're great. You're breathtaking. So there's this art scene in Pittsburgh, and Margo wanted to be involved in that community. I myself wanted to be involved in that community as well. And there's a bunch of people within our lives, whether it's fellow students, friends, family, who are also artists, whether they admit it or not, and have just never had that opportunity to showcase their stuff, you know?
Or they didn't even know where to even look.
Exactly. That's, and it can be a little elitist. It can be a little highbrow, a lot of these art galleries and such.
It's, for those of you who aren't familiar with Pittsburgh, it's not notorious for its art scene, but there is a very vibrant, very active art scene here. It kind of goes two ways. There's the elitist trying to be New York scene, which where you wear your turtleneck and you go network and, you know, people go, we don't want you in here. Exactly like that. Or you've got the mega underground stuff, which is all word of mouth, all word of mouth. They don't necessarily have the best, like, Instagram engagement, I guess, is the best way I can say. So, like, you don't hear about it through any kind of marketing. It's all just, who do you know? And that's that. And that's Pittsburgh pretty much as a whole, but it includes the art scene. Sure. So there's no middle ground, you know, and you're either in the art scene or you're not. It's very difficult to get new people into it because it's so intimidating. You either go into the underground and you're like, I don't belong here, or you go to the elitist and you once again don't belong here. So we wanted to find that happy middle ground where pretty much just the people we know would have an opportunity to participate in an art event in Pittsburgh.
And also spread that word of mouth also through social media and stuff. So it's really a lot like our podcast here, A Good Squeeze. You know, wanted to like express ourselves, and in this case, you know, express our interest in James Bond. So, you know, put it out there, be the change you wish to see in the world, and so on. We did the same with this goat gallery, this art gallery that we decided to put on in our driveway. We had our first one last November, and this is our second attempt at it, and it was very successful for what we were attempting to do.
So essentially, we came up with the idea of the goats gallery. We were on a walk, and I don't know who came up with it first or if it was just a great riff, but we were talking about how cool it would be if we had our own gallery, because we had just come back from Art All Night, which is an art festival-ish thing that happens in Pittsburgh. It's art that's 24. It's an art gallery that's 24 hours long, and it's massive. It's held in a warehouse, and you just submit your art, and they put it out for you. It's free to everyone. You can put it up for a bid, but you know it's not mandatory. Anyways, all this to say, we just came back from there. We were like, we want to do something like this.
Very inspired.
We were riffing back and forth about how cool it would be if we had like a petting zoo gallery, and we wanted to get like goats or something or llamas or whatever, and just people could like pet the animals and then go look at the gallery and then go back to petting animals, and that'd be really sick. And we came up with the idea of pet, you know, that, and call it the goats gallery.
And we wanted to buy a goat. We just wanted a pet goat.
We looked into it. We don't have enough land. And then
city ordinance,
Right. Prior to the goats gallery, we were looking everywhere for petting zoos, something, anybody who had a goat that we could borrow. Actually, that's how we met the Yinz boys, have been on our show, and they were going to get us a goat, and through no fault of their own, they were unable to do so, and that's okay. We have not given up on this goat. If you have a goat, let us know in a year when we're ready for you. So all this to say, we really tried, and the goat didn't happen, and that's okay. It's still the goat's gallery. What's cool about goat is it can be an acronym, greatest of all time.
Sure.
So we just rode that. it's still a fun origin story, just like, you know, we haven't given up on it. We'll get there one day. That's our ultimate goal. But, the first time we did it was back in November. It was a little chilly, but it was a very, very wonderful night. A bunch of people turned up, a lot of our friends, but we had
very supportive,
And we kept it open to the public, you know. We wanted everybody to feel invited, feel involved. Obviously we were running a risk because, you know, it is our private residence and we wanted to be safe at the same time, so you know, we maneuvered that, I think, in a very effective way. It was just I don't know, it was very successful that first time around, that we thought, you know what, we could pull this off every year. Now my ambitious butt said, hey, let's do this twice a year. This will be the public announcement. That ain't happening. Once a year max. So we decided to do it again, but in the summer, because it was a little chilly that first time around. And we thought, let's do it when it's sweltering hot in the middle of summer in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And, you know, we kind of assumed it wouldn't be as big of a gathering this time, but we still had a lot of great art submissions prior to the event happening. Organized it that there would be some people bringing stuff day of, you know, during the event. Yeah. It's very loose and casual to a degree, but
it was definitely more structured this time around. Last time we wanted to make sure we had a big turnout, because that's how you're going to spread the word, is people showing up. And so we kept it real loosey-goosey last time, and we had a little bit more structure this time when it came to submissions and drop-off and all that, which really, I don't want to say it like, ooh, filtered all the dedicated people or whatever, but for some people it just didn't work out, and for some people it did.
I think we had more art this time. We had a smaller group of people showed up, but definitely more some more surprises, like unknown people, like neighbors we've never talked to, or friends of friends of friends came.
Yeah.
And like, you know, that kind of deal, like just people we knew nothing about came. Whereas the first time it was definitely friends, family, classmates, things like that. Yeah.
It was really cool. And I got to catch up with a bunch of people. Now, obviously, we were hosting, so kind of running like chickens with our heads cut off. Actually, chickens with their head on, who know what they're doing. That's what it was. Like smart chickens. Anyways, so you say something. Cause... Okay.
But, you know, in the setup, had some activities this time. Not necessarily art activities, but had a little bocce court, had a little, like, arcade basketball game going, had a little Super Nintendo all plugged up.
This boy created a feast for the... For the board is the best way I can
describe
it.
For the senses.
It.
We had music. Yeah. We had, I made food. I made like tacos, like make your own taco kind of table. And we had free, you know, Pittsburgh beers.
Gushers.
And 90s snacks. We had Gushers and Capri Suns.
Hell yeah. And that's an every year kind of thing. That's, if you show up to the Goats Gallery, you know, there'll be Gushers and Capri Suns. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yep, yep. So
free merch too as well.
Free merch. We had some merch for sale as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this was exciting. I'm actually very excited to talk about this, but we do have a zine that we're doing. So I've been very into publication design as of late, and we're trying to bring print back. It's not dead. It's only dead if you kill it yourself. So we're just putting the zine out as like a little subscription. Where you subscribe to our zine, and every month we come out with a new issue that highlights artists and our nature correspondents and culinary correspondents, and they all submit a piece and, you know, something that has to do with the art that they love, and we put it in a very nice, digestible, beautiful zine, and people can enjoy that. And it was very successful. A lot of people enjoyed it, as it turns out.
Yeah,
so,
it was cool. It was really cool to see that come together. I'm very curious and excited to see... Next month's issue, I guess I need to submit something for that as well.
That's true. That's very true. You created the bocce court.
Yep.
You did a very good job with that. You whipped that up in like a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Threw my back out too.
That's right.
But made it happen no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But all this to say, you know, the Goat Gallery was a success in my eyes. People seem to enjoy it. But what does this have to do with James Bond? How do we squeeze even just a little droplet of James Bond into our art gallery?
Mm-hmm. We killed someone. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. You can get in a lot of trouble for this kind of stuff. I would know. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. How did we do it? Let me tell you. It was by submitting one of our designs from a good squeeze. We own this one. So we printed off one of the Instagram posts that I designed. I don't know. I'm holding them right now. I'm getting a little...
Two of them. You said one of them.
Two of them. Sorry, my bad. We printed out... I want to say submit. I'm sorry. We printed out two of them. We printed out the Casino Royale and the Live and Let Die. Those are my two personal favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they would look the best framed in the gallery. Unfortunately, I printed them too big for the frame and whatever.
That's okay.
Still put it in. All good. August requested this.
I thought, you know, she makes a post, like a thumbnail, very unique style with a quote from the movie for every like actual like movie based episode that we put out, and I think they're beautiful, each and every one, and unique, and I wanted her to submit some of them, if not all of them, just whatever, even if it was just one, one so we could then talk about it, but I enjoy them so much, and for people who don't follow us on Instagram, they got to see it hanging up, and I had a couple people be like, what is this one? What's this? Then I explained, I got to talk up the show a little
bit.
But I have a question for you. Why these two? Why the Casino Royale, which is our episode 6, and why the Live and Let Die, which is our episode 9?
Well, I thought that the two differed in style very well, like enough so that you could see more of like that evolution and style that we've had in our Instagram post. But not only that, I think they are the two most elegant ones. You should check, guys, we listeners, go check out our Instagram and tell us which one you like the most. Boom, engagement.
I don't think I want to call them our wee listeners.
I do. They're my wee little listeners.
What?
They're mine.
What is a good name for listeners?
Good squeeze. Let's see.
The squeezy.
Squeezers.
Listen up, you squeezers out there.
My wee squeezers.
You can't say that. No wee squeezers. Well, okay. it'll happen organically.
It'll be wee listeners for now. Yeah. So my wee listeners. Yeah, so, all right. Well, let's do one at a time. Let's start with Casino Royale, because you said before we started recording that you wanted me to run through my designs.
Yeah, what is your process with making these thumbnails and how you go about the imagery and the quote and each one has a beverage, things like that.
Well, thank you. So this initially started out with our first episode, which was GoldenEye, and the point was to create something that was quick to churn out, something that I could just... you know, update the quote, update the drink, update the border, throw it out on Instagram, quick, quick, quick. What ended up happening, I think the first two is what were kind of like quick pump them out. But, and I think our second one was You Only Live Twice, right?
Second movie one? I'm not too sure off the top of my head.
But it was that one specifically that I spent a little extra time on it. And I thought, this is really fun. Was it the second one? All right, so it didn't take long for me to start really putting time into these.
I'm looking at it now. GoldenEye is very like Art Deco, and then You Only Live Twice is, you know, more of the style.
Yeah, initially it was just supposed to be like, oh, what's Bond-esque, and then maybe just change the drink, maybe, and definitely change the quote.
I don't even think you were going to change the border initially.
You're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had no intention on doing that. And then I thought, oh, you know what would be fun, because it's set in Japan, just put a little Japanese twist to it. And then I was like, you know what? One on the next one. Why don't we do XYZ? Mm-hmm. And my demise, my happy demise, but demise nonetheless with these, was when I started making the drink more three-dimensional. Because you'll see in our earlier posts, it's very flat. I still like it. I think it looks very nice. But
yeah, it can always work.
Just flat, one plane, essentially, is what I'm working with a little bit of overlap and some kind of layering just to show what's inside the cup, what's not. So I think Live and Let Die. No, Man with a Golden Gun. No, yes, Man with a Golden Gun was the one that was still very flat and one mm-hmm. dimensional, I guess is the best way I can describe it. And then Live and Let Die was the one that I decided to add more depth, more layers to the actual drink and make more of a sophisticated border. And I have the playing cards the tarot cards kind of scattered around in the corner. And I did like an image trace, and that took up so much time. And, you know, it just became more of like a design rather than like an Instagram post, which was really cool because, you know, even with Casino Royale, you can tell that I just put a little bit more time into it. There's like the poker table border. The Vesper is, you know, it's a Vesper, but you can't, you know, it could be any martini kind of drink regardless. But Live and Let Die, you can tell it's very much a bunch of teeny tiny ice cubes, which means that it is a, what was this one?
I'm assuming it's a Sazerac.
I think it was a Sazerac. Oh, no, it was supposed to be a Sazerac, and then I did like a whiskey something. Okay, whatever.
Could be regardless bourbon.
Of that, just to get on topic, I'm sorry. I'm meandering all over the place. All this to say, Casino Royale, I chose it because I thought the border looked really cool, and it was the start of like really customized borders. Live and Let Die was when the design started getting a little bit more elaborate. You'll notice that in a lot of like the more recent episodes, there's just more like detail in all of the designs, but I really enjoy doing them. In general, the way that the process starts is he picks a quote for us, because I think it'll just be, it's more true to the Bond fandom when an actual fan picks a quote, because if I'm like, the name's Bond, James Bond, every time, it's not going to be as exciting. So you pick all these like really niche quotes that you know is going to get something.
Yeah, we agree on them.
We agree on them.
We usually go through like a list of could be this. Oh, this would be a good one. This would be a good one.
That's true. But you do end up like giving most 99% of them, you know. So the first for Casino Royale is, I've got a little itch down there. Would you mind? Thought that was brilliant. Very clever. Very... You know exactly what scene that's from, and it's from the beloved character James Bond. With Live and Let Die, you knew this before we even watched the movie. Mm-hmm. You knew this is the quote you wanted, which is, would you like to say it for us proper?
What are you? Some kind of doomsday machine, boy?
Sheriff J.W. Pepper from Live and Let Die. It's brilliant. It's excellent. And that's the thing that's really neat, is there's plenty of movies that you do have the quote like on deck, and then there's other movies where, you know, we just kind of have to watch, and maybe you just haven't had that emotional connection with them. as much as others. But yeah, so it's that. And then from there, you pick a drink for us, typically. I kind of goofed on Live and Let Die because you did say Sazerac and I totally forgot. And then I just Googled Live and Let Die drink and they said something. I don't remember what it was, but it was something. And
it's right there.
Yeah, so whiskey and Sprite. I don't know. And, yeah, so it was, it's cool because then I get to get on Illustrator and actually just have a lot of fun making a drink on, you know, and just playing with the layers, playing with the colors, always kind of like trying to see how quickly I can kind of churn it out without it looking bad and actually looking good. And I think they look pretty good, you know, personally. And then from there comes the border. The border is usually when I take creative liberties. That's when I'm like, I don't necessarily run it by you. I just kind of
do it.
Some are more elaborate than others. As of late, they've been a little bit more simple, which is, you know, fine. I think
I disagree because we did... For Your Eyes Only, recently, and it's like a border of pistachios and the pin, the dove.
The dove, you're right. Never mind. But like Quantum of Solace was nice. It was just the queue and then the sand dunes in the queue, you know, just kind of
got the quantum squiggled. Queue. Yeah,
which was cool. And I'm proud of all of these. You know, these are all things like I when I look back on them, I can remember how I defended the concept and the defense still stands, you know. Yeah, I always have a lot of fun making these. And because we have a template, we essentially know there's going to be a border, there's going to be a drink, there's going to be a quote. And then there's the credit of the quote and from what movie it's at. That's it. It's great. It's really fun to make. I have, you know, my classic color palette that I go for. There's some variances, but, you know, not a big deal.
I'm just kind of like scrolling through some of them. And I should be on the Instagram looking at these. I'm on Spotify looking at them, but... Your Goldfinger one, I really like too, because it's just a very simple gold square border, but blended into it is the Golden Girl.
That one was really good. Good. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm really proud of them. This is something that I think, you know, selling prints would be really cool if people are interested in having those in their home. And that was the whole point, was not making them kitschy. Good squeeze. Like, because here's the thing. I love our logo. I think our logo looks excellent. I'm proud to have our logo because it's our thing. Thing is, a lot of the time when I'm buying merch or like I'm listening to podcasts or I'm watching a show or whatever and I want to support an artist maybe, when they just sell something with their logo on it, I'm like, I don't like the logo. I like the show, but I don't want to just walk around with like that design plastered on. That's how I feel about it. I don't think anybody thinks ours is half-assed, but... might not want something like that hanging on their wall, just like a good squeeze logo, but something that reflects their favorite James Bond, something that reflects the Bond culture. That was also a big thing, wasn't like, okay, how can I make this cool and hip for everyone? No, it had to be Bond specific. And that was also a really good way of educating myself on the fandom. As a novice making these designs, was like an opportunity for myself to educate myself. Maybe there was like a little detail that like we hadn't discussed that if I'd like... could find on my own, I could incorporate in the design and that would like expand my knowledge. And I always thought that was kind of fun where, because that's the key component of graphic design. A lot of people don't know this, is the research and development. I ask you certain questions, you give me a little bit of information. The amount of research that goes into it is incredible. If you're, you know, it's not just, oh, what looks good. No, I need to know who the target audience is. I need to know who's going to interact with whatever it is you want designed and who's going to be passing it along. How are you going to be printing it? Is it only going to be digital? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Sorry.
It allows for a lot of diversity in what we put out because, like, you know, I like our logo. You like our logo. You made it. But to your point, there might be people out there who don't like our logo, who wouldn't want that on a shirt or on a poster.
And I don't
want
to hear it, but you're entitled to your opinion.
You know, but, you know, despite that, like these prints and things like that, like these other, I guess, episode logos are wholly unique, each and every one.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and that's
maybe that allows for more diversity of, like you said, people can like look forward to seeing. Right. Oh, this is my favorite Bond movie. I can't wait to see what Marco comes up with.
Yeah, it's exactly it. It expands. It's brand expansion. That's where the research and development kind of goes into, where it's not just what can I make up front. It's what do I need to know if you decide, or if we decide we want t-shirts all of a sudden. What if we want hoodies? What if we want bandanas? If we want bandanas, they can't look the same as the t-shirt. That's going to be, like, what's the point of that? Mm-hmm. it's stuff like that that's really fun, and that's something I've been really enjoying doing with the Good Squeeze, overall as a brand, but also just as a, you know, just as a lifestyle, is familiarizing myself with Bond and having more of that connection with it through design. And that's the beauty of Bond, is you, if you're into costumes or into fashion, boom, you got it. If you're into perfumes or fragrances, if you're into food, wine, this, that, whatever, design, there's something for everybody there. What was I going to say? A big thing with, what was it? The logo, the posters, something. I don't remember. Whatever. Well, it's fun making the posters. And
And I'm glad we got to display some of them. And it sparked conversation. It sparked some interest of, like, a few people I talked to didn't know they were yours. And then upon finding that out, asked what they were from and for. I mean, they know... well, I say we. They know we're into James Bond because they come and use our restroom and it's James Bond themed. But it allowed for that kind of just getting to talk about a Good Squeeze, which is, you know, something I enjoy talking about.
That's right. I also just selfishly like showing people these because it does highlight a lot of like the facets of graphic design. It's not just illustrations. It's print layout, it's digital layout, it's typesetting. You know, the quote needs to fit in there regardless of what, you know, the drink looks like. The drink has a very specific format where the liquid pours from out of frame and into the cup, so I need to figure that out too. Color theory plays a huge role into this, because if you can't see the quotation marks, that's not gonna work. If you can't see the text, that's not gonna work. You know, if you don't see the water or the, not the water, the alcohol or whatever, it's not gonna work. And it's problem solving at its finest. And that's what I like about it. That's graphic design. You solve, you identify a problem and you solve it. It's visually, it's very nice. It's a fun thing to do. Highly recommend. Yeah, so with that said, that was my big submission to the Goats Gallery. And it was really nice because, like, you know, you get to, you put it on Instagram and, you know, it's not like we get a crazy amount of engagement. We do. We're very happy with the engagement we do, we get. But, like, it's, you know, it's really validating when you put out work and somebody, you get to see somebody's reaction in real time. Not just, ooh, I like this. Ooh, a comment, whatever. It's, oh, tell me about it. You know, people actually want to know. And it's nice. I like it. It's, it's very gratifying. I'm lucky that you wanted to do kind of print stuff, and
I also wanted to make an original, like, James Bond piece for this. There was a couple, anniversary movies this year, and I just wanted to make an art piece and highlight them. I just never, you know, amongst everything, including, you know, life itself, I just didn't have the, I didn't make the time to do that, but maybe next time.
It'll be really good. What would you do if you want to even talk about that?
Oh, I didn't think about it too much. The only one, so there's a few. There's, you know, A View to a Kill, GoldenEye, Thunderball, Inspector. I think that's all the like big anniversary years movies this year. In 2025, I probably would have done a Spectre piece.
Oh, that would be cool. Octopus.
Yeah, like that Spectre logo and some kind of like ink. I would have tried to do it on glass or something.
You could have done some kind of interactive thing with like a kiddie pool and like water and ink or something, you know? Yeah.
Maybe so. But that's probably what I would have done. I thought about, like, I thought about doing a GoldenEye piece because I, you know, GoldenEye is my favorite Bond film. So, like, why wouldn't I showcase that if I could attempt to? But I honestly, I couldn't think of a good anything that I would do. Like, I'm like, I didn't have any inspiration, you know?
That is the biggest thing about these posts, is sometimes it does go from inspiration to obligation, which is fine. That's graphic design. 9 times out of 10, people are like, you need to meet this deadline by tomorrow and you need to make something. You're like, okay. And it doesn't matter if you're inspired or not, you gotta make it. So it's, again, the difference between a designer and an artist. This is a long-running conversation. If you don't understand, don't worry about it. Anyways, with these things, sometimes it's like we just record a movie episode, and I'm like, well, gotta make it, end of story. And this is why the formula is nice, because I don't have to think outside of the box. It's just, what drink is it? That, great. What's the quote? This, perfect. What is a recurring thing that happened. Oh, he ate pistachios. Beautiful. Spread them. You know, it's it's nice. It makes my job easier, but it's also fun because it's like I still get to design, but like the answer is kind of given to me, which is great. Yeah.
And you know, that's a little squeeze of some art, some James Bond, and the Goat Gallery.
That's right.
Would you say the Goat Gallery is for the nostalgic or the novice?
I think it's for the novice. I want it to be for the nostalgic, so we'll work on that. What about you?
Oh, it's for the novice. Why would you want it to be for the nostalgic?
Because I'm an elitist.
You're like, I want to make something not for the elitist, but slowly become what I seek to destroy.
Let me secret reveal something to you. So here's the thing. This all started as like a big, like, hey, we want to include everyone, this and that. Here's the thing. We love hosting. August has really turned me on to hosting. But by the end of it, I'm like, everyone leave. Ah, everybody get out of here. I turn into a monster. That's not true. I turn into a nice monster. Monster nonetheless. And so that's the thing. When it's almost done, I'm like, there's too many people here. Now, I'm not being mean, but I am doing this in the privacy of my own home. And then it's done. And I'm like, man, I can't wait for next year. Mm-hmm. But like 90%, 99% of the time, like from start to finish, I'm in a great mood. It's just that 1% towards the end where I'm just like, everybody leave. I have to clean up and I have to scrub the table. It's
like maybe if I make this so elitist, no one will come.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just for me. But people will know about it. So they'll just say, oh my God, this is such a good idea. Don't worry, I'll leave you alone. Just kidding. Everyone's welcome. We're always very happy. We did have a great time. I'm just difficult to please. So that's okay.
So I say it's for the novice because like I said, we made this, like the inspiration was to like, hey, let's make an art gallery for people who don't know where to go, who've never been able to submit something, people who've never even made an art piece before, people who, like myself, want to have an excuse to do art, a reason to do art. So it's like open for newcomers, essentially, and nostalgics.
Yeah. I do agree with you wholeheartedly. It's for the novice. Everyone's welcome. If you never made art, one of the Yinz boys, Ken, first time making art. Well, not first time, but I think first time submitting to a gallery. That was a big deal.
Exactly.
Everyone's welcome. And, you know, I was just being a stinker for stinker's sake, but I want it to be for the nostalgic, quote unquote, because I want people to come back. And that's my biggest thing is I love it when we do get new people, but for me, what says success with this and how it's, if it's working, as in people are welcome and people can come and enjoy and have a good time, is when people come back. Like, oh, I had a great time last year. I'm going to go, you know, I'm back now.
Yeah.
Maybe next year there'll be like a more specific turnout, maybe bigger, maybe smaller, but people who want to re-experience it and go back. We had a few of those. So it's for the novice. I want it to be for the nostalgic for that reason, where it's like, I want regulars to feel like they know they'll be seen at the Goats Gallery.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's the Goats Gallery. It's an art gallery. Mm-hmm. I put that in quotes because it is. But, you know, like I said, there's free food, free beer, free merch. We had activity. It's more like a party, a cookout with an art gallery.
Mm-hmm. Where no one really knows each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have your own little groups, but sometimes those groups mingle. It was a beautiful thing.
It was really nice.
I'm glad that James Bond found its way into that too.
Yeah. And think of it this way. Imagine you were invited to a party where you were allowed to bring your friends and you were not expected to talk to other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice to me. It's like you get to go and just hang out with the people you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to go up to anyone and be like, hi, what's your name? Oh, how many siblings do you have? No, you don't have to do that. You can if you want to.
You can if you want to. Or you can just look at the art.
Yeah.
Have a taco.
That's right.
Look at some James Bond stuff.
Yeah, just squeeze a little Bond into your squeezer, you know?
Into your squeezer. Especially in the James Bond bathroom.
That's right.
Sorry. So, with that being said, that's going to wrap up the show.
That's right.
And in case you forgot,
you can find us on...
In
case you forgot. You can find us on Instagram and only Instagram at A Good Squeeze, where we post those fancy schmancy posters or designs. They're super cool. And if you're interested in one of them, maybe shoot us a DM and maybe we can talk shop about that.
Mm-hmm.
Where can you find us?
Well, I thought the only place you can find us is Instagram. Alas, you can also find us where you're listening to us right now. You can listen to us on Audio Boom, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Pod, those sorts of things.
That's right. And on that note, I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
And this has been
A Good Squeeze. That was no good.
No, come on. It was so good.
A Good Squeeze.
Better. Much better.